Today is Friday, September 8th. I'm Executive Editor Mike Nace for SMA News Today. Some discouraging news for the SMA community, as according to the results of the Carnival clinical trial, valproic acid, also known as VPA, combined with L-carnitine does not improve the survival of SMA type 1 patients. Previous studies suggested that VPA is a potential therapeutic candidate for SMA. In the Carnival type 1 trial, researchers led by Boston, Massachusetts General Hospital set out to investigate the safety and therapeutic potential of VPA combined with L-carnitine in infants with SMA. L-carnitine is a compound involved in cellular energy production. The Phase 2 study enrolled 37 infants with SMA type 1, aged 2 weeks to 12 months from 7 clinics in the United States and Canada, and 1 in Germany. Cure SMA and Cure SMA Canada funded the study for the North American sites. Patients completed 2 screening visits within a 2-week period to establish disease parameters at baseline. The babies then received 2 daily doses of L-carnitine and VPA. Researchers measured treatment effects at 3 and 6 months and compared them to an untreated matched disease group of 57 type 1 infants. They chose controls retrospectively from a larger cohort of 151 SMA type 1 infants enrolled in the University of Utah's Project Cure SMA database. The study's primary endpoint was to determine the treatment's safety and adverse effects. Secondary endpoints included survival, time of death, or ventilator dependence, defined as more than 16 hours of ventilator support per day. Researchers detected 245 adverse effects, mostly related to respiratory problems, in 95% of patients. These resulted in 14 deaths. Overall, the Carnival type 1 trial proves no survival benefit for infants with SMA type 1 treated with L-carnitine and VPA. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest science, research, and advocacy news surrounding spinal muscular atrophy. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.